It's here in the Kitengela town neighborhood, about an hour away from central Nairobi, that Aslam Longton and his brother Jamil say they were abducted. Earlier that day in August, Aslam says he felt uneasy and noticed unfamiliar people were watching him. The brothers were riding together by car when things unraveled.
That first corner, there was a Toyota Vixt parked there. Opened the old doors, so I cannot pass there. So I reversed the car. I come this place. When I entered this place, there was a Subaru come and blocked me here. And Toyota Axio blocked me at behind of there.
The brothers alleged they were approached by heavily armed men they described as appearing to be police officers and asked to switch off their car. Once again, here is Aslam.
They opened the car, removed me at the steering, took me very fast to the Subaru.
Jamil Longton says he was not meant to be taken away that day, but when he pressed the officers, even suggesting to call the neighborhood's police station, they refused to introduce themselves.
I kept on asking them, who are you? Where are you taking my brother? I told them, I'll call the OCS Kitengela police station to ask him if he's aware of whatever you're doing. When I attempted to call the OCS, my phone was confiscated by them. I was slapped, my phone switched off, and was also bungled into the Subaru.
The brothers say they were handcuffed, blindfolded, taken to a location, and held there for 32 days. Amnesty International and Kenya National Commission on Human Rights confirmed the accounts by the two men and say it's similar to the treatment of other abductees. KNHCR's Ernest Cornell.
Number one, they are telling us that they were denied food. They were kept in handcuffs for days. They were stripped naked and they were made to lie on concrete floors.
Aslam says he was taken due to his participation in the nationwide youth-led Gen Z protest last year against a proposed bill that would have increased taxes. The protest expanded into a call for an end to corruption and for the president to resign. The bill was eventually withdrawn. Aslam's brother didn't take part in the protest, but they say they were both repeatedly questioned about its funding source during their captivity. Rights groups accused the Kenyan police of using excessive force against protesters and in some cases abducting government critics. Police denied the allegations. The police also said that they had credible evidence criminal gangs had infiltrated the protests and planned to take advantage. In December, following more protests in Nairobi to demand the police produce the missing people, President William Ruto condemned the spike in disappearances.
Any criminality must be investigated. Whether undertaken by citizens or criminals or undertaken by the police, it must be investigated.
Our requests for comments from the National Police Service were not answered. Mariama Jalu, VOA News, Nairobi.